进入去议程六，在小巴车身需展示路线号码。这个议题呢是由司马文先生呢就提出，交通文件12/2015，而家请司马文议员呢就简介有关文件。吴阿婆。
Chairman, when I arrived in Hong Kong 31 years ago, I used a lot of the minibus. And what surprised me at that time is that I had to run to the front of the minibus to see what the number was. And recently, because of the opening of Kennedy Town Station and Hong Kong U Station, I spent a lot of time along the roadside. And what I discovered at Hong Kong U, for example, that people came running out of the MTR station, run past me to the front of the minibus to check whether it was number 20 or number 10 or number 8 or number 28. They had to run in front of me on the street to get to the front of the minibus because everybody was queuing on the side, on the pavement. And they had to walk on the street, run by, go to the front of the bus, and check. Oh yeah, my father, not my bus. So, 31 years, and it never been fixed. I was wondering, how come? So I put this agenda item. It looks like a small issue. But to me, it is such a funny little thing in Hong Kong. Why do we all run to the front of the bus to check the bus number? It doesn't make any sense. Why does the operator not show the route number on the back, the side, and the front of the bus? That can't be expensive. Now, I've been told here by the transport department all kind of existing regulations, no advertisements, signs or marks should be displayed. Which is very strange. Because on the government website, it says that to advertise the $2 for the elderly, they show this picture with a sticker on the window of the minibus. It says where to advertise the $2. Let me show it here. It shows the window with a $2 sticker next to the door and one on the window. So you give me the response. I'm not sure which transport department person in this room give me this response. I'm sure you want to withdraw the paper now, because it is no problem to put a sticker on the window showing the number. So, it's a very simple item. Can we all agree very quickly in 5 minutes that this is stupid, that we'll have to run to the front of the bus? I mean, how dangerous is that? At Hong Kong U Station, it was dangerous. The bus lay-by is used by a lot of buses. And people come running out of the station, have to go to the front of the bus to check the number before they can stop. That is really stupid. Now, Mr. Wong cannot speak because he has a conflict of interest. But please, can you put the sticker on your minibus on the back and show the number? Come on, I mean, can we? I mean, it's a little thing. But excuse me, it's a big city, Hong Kong. We are modern, innovation, IT city, and you have to run to the front of the minibus to see the number? Come on, Chairman, thank you.
好啦，或者回应之前呢，我喺度问一问，有冇委员呢需要申报利益？系阿黄定新议员。
唔该，主席，系啊，有香港有部分嘅小巴路线咧系进至公交系新闻董事，唔该。
OK， 好。咁啊，或者就都请啊运输处啊许家尧先生就住书院回应之后有冇补充资料啊？
唔该，主席。咁啊，好多谢阿司马明议员咧，即系喺呢度提出呢、這个都其实都几人性化嘅议题嚟嘅。其实即系阿司马明议员都提到一啲即系比较即系实际嗰个情况上面咧，其实真系会出现咁嘅情况。咁啊我谂我哋喺两方面去睇啦。第一方面，我谂我哋喺书面上面亦都即系提供咗一啲即系现行嘅法律嘅规定，对于即系展示嗰、那个即系目的地个规定啦。咁啊，亦都即係第二方面咧，亦都我哋都睇就有介紹咧，就係即係喺而家公共即係專線小 巴嗰個運作上面呢，即係如果當有一啲咁嘅即係民意見展示一個除咗而家額外喺車尾或者車側邊呢嗰個營運上面呢，佢哋有一個即係一個即係要考慮嘅地方。咁啊我諗頭先我想先回應司馬文議員頭先講即係我個即係小巴我哋俗稱兩蚊雞嗰個sticker 啦，咁啊喺法律裏邊咧，其實即係除咗個 sticker， 其實可以咧就係我哋即係阿處長咧有個即係我哋要即係額外批准咧，喺一啲短期上邊咧，亦都可以即係做一啲咁嘅即係當然咧安全情況下，亦都當然唔會影響個車輛結構上邊咧，可以即係有個咁嘅即係額外性嘅批准。咁亦都即係我哋處長咧亦都批准咗咧喺小巴嗰個車身上邊。車尾後面某啲部分呢亦都可以呢展示一啲即係廣告或者一啲即係標貼上面嘅。咁其實即係如果真係實際營運上面呢，其實小巴營運商佢可以呢喺佢而家我哋運輸署批准一個即係廣告範圍裏面呢，亦都可以張貼一啲咁嘅資料或者 sticker。咁亦都即係我諗除咗真係頭先講我哋喺其實除咗我哋啱啱即係推展嗰個兩蚊雞嗰個試驗之嗰、那個即係嗰、那個即係計劃之外咧，其實過往咧係一啲即係一啲選舉嗰時嘅年度咧，其實咧我哋都有即係處長咧亦都即係考慮過嗰個情況咧，亦都有即係批准咁嘅安排嘅。咁所以其實喺嗰、那個即係實際運作上，其實而家現有嘅承辦商咧，亦都可以喺佢車身上邊，佢係喺佢可以賣到廣告上邊，佢只要問我哋處長攞一個即係賣廣告嘅批准咧，其實佢可以咧展示佢號碼喺個車側邊，甚至乎喺車尾嘅準許嘅位置度嘅。咁但係咧，即係我都想提一提，就係因為專線小巴喺香港即係咧，其實就我哋唔係單一條路線去營運嘅。其實咧，佢嘅車輛咧係會喺某一日裏面或者係某一段時間咧係運用喺唔同嘅路線。咁呢個嘅目的咧係第一，即係可以即係提高嗰個營運效率啦，亦都喺佢即係可以令到咧，佢喺一組路線裏面咧，佢一啲路線咧係一啲即係比較即係多乘客用嘅路線咧，都可以補貼翻一啲即係我哋覺得係社區旅遊需要嘅路線咧。目的係一個可以令到嗰個營運空間係可以改善嘅。咁變咗，如果喺嗰、那個車輛上邊，佢每走一個路線要去替換或者更換喺車身側邊或者車尾嗰個即係展示咧，就會喺營運上邊咧，佢哋就要多一個考慮咯。咁所以即係我諗，我即係想即係喺文件上面之外咧，我都想補充翻一啲咁嘅資料。唔該，主席。
好啦，咁請委員咧就發表意見啦。楊密議員。
其實司馬文的提是非常之好的問題。前幾天呢我追想坐部小巴，我都是看不到的，我想坐回自負盒。其實三面人都不用四面，就是前後但不是上車的位置貼個 number 放就足夠，因為這一邊就是起不到作用，就是上車的位置，所以就三面 就足夠了。我在全世界很多地方都是這樣，都是有的，三面都有的。好，多謝。
好，陳萬漢議員。
主席，我想有很多在技術上可以行得通的方法的，即如果你說它阻住等等，即例如你見到韓國那些巴士呢，它一開門呢它有支旗仔飛出來的，那寫多少號，那你變成走過的你就看到多少號了，那你調轉行，即是你在後面你都可以看到它，那很容易看的啫。那也都其實後面那個位置呢，有部分的地方已經是跟現在即新的小巴它較為高的座椅啦，已經是玻璃已經是遮了的了，其實在遮的地方你攝張紙下去寫多少號，我想也不是太困難，都我相信如果你說它犯法，其實現在張凳已經犯了法的了，也不可能說它阻礙了個玻璃，因為現在張凳已經阻礙了個玻璃的了，最重要不要在例如太平門地方那裡貼就可以，所以我們看個技術上呢就即沒什麼可能行不通。但是其實最大的問題是什麼呢，就是個小巴制度，即如果你說要新研究的小巴制度呢，由過往那70年代開始到現在呢都是一成不變，變了呢就大家特別是專線小巴沒什麼即規矩的改善的指令之下呢，大家都不會話諗住去做太多個嘢，即係唔係間間公司都咁進取嘅，即係唔同我哋而家即係在座有成員係申報利益嗰啲咁樣。咁因此我哋最大嘅問題見到嘅呢就係冇一個嘅方法係令到佢去做，咁但係又唔係唔得嘅，例如話你開新線要佢做呢啲嘢，又或者係要佢去做其他嘅 方法，例如你啲車站整好啲、整大個啲，可能都已經睇到啦，係咪？或者某啲嘅地方要指定佢上落啊咁樣。咁呢啲都係我認為，即係小巴公司咧，可以喺教育時間度即係做得好啲之餘咧，政府咧更加有責任喺未來嘅小巴教育入邊度咧，俾更加好嘅規範，令到業界係可以更加之有規則，同埋市民更加方便之下咧嚟到營運嘅。多謝主席。
林啟輝嘅，
多謝主席。即係從剛才運輸署所回覆咧，即係話。作出某一啲嘅改善嚟去回应返，即好似司马文议员所讲嘅一啲即係面对嘅一啲困难同问题，我觉得係即係嗰个实际上係可行嘅。咁呢一度呢就係咪即係两个方面呢，一个呢就係从运输处嘅角度，当然唔係话指令啦，即係建议佢哋关注到有啲居民、有啲市民喺乘搭呢个交通工具里边所碰到嘅一啲困难同问题，建议佢哋咧系咪作出一个积极嘅回应咧？呢、這个即系政府应该都要做啲嘢嘅，即系做一个政府喺某一啲嘅地方，即系除咗系让佢即系自由去营运之外咧，有一啲亦都系应该。以時並進，睇到有一啲問題呢，就係提示佢哋係應該作出啲改善嘅。第二個呢，就係主席，所以我有一位嘅同事呢申報咗利益，即係佢冇聲出，但係咪可以即係都請佢發下言，即係就佢哋嘅營運嘅角度，對於有咁嘅要求嘅話，佢哋覺得營運上有啲咩問題，會唔會即係某種程度底下亦都反映業界对这个问题怎么看呢？唔该主席。
我们即刻看看他可不可以发言先。跟着罗建熙议员。
对主席。其实呢我比较简单，因为呢我记得呢很多不同种类的车里面呢，即不是只是讲小巴啦。其实他后面呢车尾那里都有个圆形贴纸呢，有个黑运营业证那些东西的。即不论是那些公共巴士啊，定是那些什么村巴啊，定是旅游巴那些呢，那其实呢即如果那些都做到的话，理论上呢小巴都应该做到的。那所以呢我估计呢就即不是真的一些很大影响的安全问题，纯粹大家做不做的问题的。那所以呢如果运输署说没人给你做的，那其实我们做的就是叫即係兩個方向啦，一呢就係要求運輸署逼佢一定要做啦，第二個方向呢就係叫小巴公司去幫手做咗佢啦。咁我覺得呢即係呢兩個方向喺我哋議會裏面呢都可以嘗試去做嘅，咁啊即係特別喺叫小巴公司去幫手做嗰方面呢，咁我覺得呢一個都係可以對個區裏面嘅同事係有好多嘅裨益，對於區嘅居民亦都有好多嘅益處嘅。咁啊當然即係我哋區裏面有幾間小巴公司嘅，咁亦都唔係只得一間嘅，咁所以呢我覺得呢都係可以同嗰幾間公司提出我哋呢一个嘅想法，咁等佢哋都帮手跟进下都好嘅。
好，陈丽佩英议员。
主席啊，其实咧小巴就有好多间小巴公司，咁咪呢啲会唔会系政府有一个批出嚟，边一架就有一个牌俾佢哋，咁变咗佢前后佢都可以挂，咁咪即系以嗰个牌为依归咯，咁系咪会划一好啲啦吓？唔该。
你嘅意见就系硬性嘅。好啦，仲有冇议员有发表意见啊？咁如果冇呢，我哋睇过议事规则呢，我係可以呢就容许申报利益嘅成员呢就作发表意见嘅。咁不过呢你可以发表，可以唔发表。咁啊黄令新议员。
唔該主席，我用翻公司嘅身份，用營運者嘅身份嚟到解釋翻件事。其實咧，亦都好多喺進智公交旗下嘅公司，其實如果固定嘅路線的，而且確我哋盡量咧，我哋都會喺後邊嗰度係有嗰個路線個牌喺度嘅，我盡量都會加埋落去嘅。咁但係咧，亦都係頭先阿運輸署阿 Daniel 嗰度已經講咗，其實有幾組線咧，有啲線係一個 package 嘅，譬如一架車可能唔係淨係行一條線嘅，可能裏面個 package 裏面有幾條線嘅。咁可能而家行緊 A 線，咁如果行完 A 線返嚟之後呢，行 B 線呢，可能個即係喺 operation 嗰方面呢，就要個司機要走去後面嗰度呢，要換返嗰個牌。 除非如果是可以做電子牌啊 LED 那些牌呢，那就不同講法。那當然是牽涉到一個成本上面的一種添加上去啦，是啦。那我想我解釋是這麼多，其實兩方面的是都是那個問題都有存在的，是啦。但是固定的路線呢，大部分的車其實都已經公司大部分的車呢都是已經有後面擺了那個路線牌在那裡的。唔该，主席。
咁就请运输处许生。
唔该，主席。咁都好多谢即系各位议员嘅意见啦。咁我谂我呢度想解释清楚咧，其实就其实喺现时个安排咧，喺车身同车尾咧，其实有一部分咧，我哋已经即系容许咗可以张贴一啲即系类似一啲广告或者一啲告示嘅。其实嗰啲范围咧，其实已经可以做到噶啦。咁啊，至于即系有一个硬性嘅规定咧，即系我谂呢个咧就其实我谂要考虑即系技术上嘅层面。同埋考慮呢，就係佢頭先即係有委員提到嗰、那個即係營運上面嗰、那個即係嗰個嗰件事營運上面有咩啲困難啦、啊。咁呢個呢我諗即係因為呢個牽涉到即係要即係更改而嗰個法例或者一啲政策上面嘅嘢呢，我諗我即係將即係大家今日嘅意見呢，我即係將會帶返去俾我哋負責嘅同事呢，咁去即係一拼再去睇一睇究竟即係喺技術層面可去用佢之後，會唔會係喺部分營辦商好似頭先即係有委員提過，就係、是有啲純粹啲車輛係動喺單一路線上面呢，佢我哋可以即係鼓勵佢哋，正如我即係喺個原文件上面即係鼓勵佢哋可以即係提供一啲即係俾而家做得更多嘅資訊俾啲即係等車嘅乘客，等司馬文議員或者剛才楊茂偉議員提到那個情況，即是可以減少發生呢。咁另外其實我都想即分享返多少少，即喺呢個事項上面我做咗少少嘅即分析啦。其實我哋睇過曬所有南區即行走嘅小巴路線，包括係即去埋即赤柱呀所有地方呢，其實就大部分嘅站呢，其實都我哋即批准咗嘅站位呢，其實會係即係有即係一至兩條路線咧，就係喺嗰個同一個站度上落嘅。咁有啲比較多嘅路線同一個站上落咧，其實咧佢可能喺一啲即係公共運輸交匯處啊，或者一啲即係大站裏面啊，其實咧佢嗰個即係上落客嗰個位置咧，其實就已經即係分隔咗嘅。咁當然我哋睇到喺一啲即係比較多小巴行走嘅路段，係有一啲部分嘅地方係即係比較多路線去上落嘅。咁呢個係即係正正係頭先即係阿司馬文議員所提到，即係有一啲即係乘客要需要去跑去即係車去前面啊，去睇個路線嘅。咁但係即係呢個我諗呢、這個從我哋就睇有個睇法，就係即係大部分呢啲站咧，其實可能係一啲巴士站裏面，咁亦都可能會係有其他咧，即係啲車咧喺即係同一個位置咧上落咧。咁即使即係如果喺背後或者側邊加個路線咧，亦都可能有部分時間咧會阻礙咗，即係喺度後車或者喺後邊即係想去睇下嗰個車輛號碼嗰個即係情況嘅。咁亦都因為小巴嗰個座位就唔同巴士啦，就比較少。咁其實乘客咧喺後車上邊，如果喺後邊見到一個小巴，前面咧，佢其实都要需要咧，即系行去前面咧，睇下即系车上会唔会有嘅座位。咁相对于巴士个情况咧，就巴士即系繁忙时间啦，但系如果非繁忙，大部分时间咧，其实即系佢都会系有机会走到上去之前上面咧，即系都有个座位上咯。咁呢个我谂我喺呢个事项方面，我哋即系做咗一少少即系分析同埋少少即系观察咯。唔该，主席。
司马文议员。
Chairman, I'm sure that the operators can easily do something, whether it's electronic or it's manual. But if it's manual, the bus driver will have to get out of his seat and actually change the plate, or the operator at the terminus will have to change the plate inside the bus. Again, that cannot be complicated. The changing between bus route A to route B is not done while driving. It is done when at the terminus or when at the stop. So I can't see that there is technically any problem. But I hope that we all agree that this is a matter of providing convenience to our customers, our constituents, our residents, and that we can all support that this should be resolved soon rather than later. That it's somewhat silly in Hong Kong that we have to run to the front of the bus, and at times it can be dangerous. As I said before, I've seen it at Hong Kong U stations that people had to run on the road to bypass the queue on the pavement to get to the front of the bus, and that's just dangerous. Elderly people may fall, why put them in that position? For a simple metal plate to be put at the back window, the side window, and the front window. What is the problem? Why can't we do this? If even something like this, we cannot agree in this community, what do we stand for as a council, as a minibus operator, as a transport department? We cannot even make this little bit of improvement to the life of the general customer, the general citizen of Hong Kong. What is the quality of life in Hong Kong? I will be very, I am actually a little bit depressed by the status of the conversation. 31 years I've been in Hong Kong. I've never seen this improved. And your conversation here today is still like it's 31 years ago. How come? How come can we not do better for our citizens, fellow citizens? I just don't understand this. I really don't understand why Hong Kong has to provide such poor service to its general citizens. I mean, we all like to go to Japan and Korea because they provide such great service to the general citizens. We can go to Singapore, they provide great service to the general citizens. And in Hong Kong, oh, maybe it's a little bit difficult, so let's not push it. Come on, guys. Let's fix this little problem, huh? Come on.
好啦，仲有冇委员嚟问啊？谭文汉议员。
主席，我想呢就即係個做法可以好簡單嘅，就我諗睇下會唔會即係都用下啲勸喻嘅方法啦，咁例如話即係我哋區入面就涉及嘅小巴線呢，咁啊即係俾封信佢，咁啊請佢喺最後嗰度整張紙，其實整張A4紙都得嘅，主席係咪寫幾多號咁樣，咁啲人已經睇到㗎啦，咁啊我諗呢個做法可能係最好，咁同埋我相信啦，即係都有一啲嘅小巴營辦商即係已經頭先講過話係有機會可以做到㗎啦，咁做到盡量做㗎啦，咁而我諗其他嘅營辦商咁涉及路線都相對較少啦，佢做都唔係太難嘅，咁睇下咪可以俾輸出方面做少少個幫手，都係嚟去過幾間營辦，佢四間五間到㗎啫，主要係都係主席。
仲有冇委员有发问呀？有冇呢运输处有冇回应呀？
唔该主席，咁好多谢阿司马文同埋陈文议员嘅意见啦，即係我諗我哋即係我哋睇啦，部门睇呢，只要其实佢即係唔影响安全，或者佢符合而家个规定呢，其实我哋当然鼓励佢即係喺个车身上面呢提供即係额外嘅资料俾啲即係乘客嘅。咁呢个我諗我哋即係都要睇返每个营办商呢佢喺个运作上面个考虑囉。唔该主席。
好啊，嗱咁呢就关于这个议题呢，咁其实我都觉得司马文议员呢就提出这个议题是非常之好的。个虽然呢就当然大家讨论之中呢亦都系话大家都一致呢就觉得呢这个系有咁样一个需要。咁但系呢亦都承办商呢或者运输处亦都有一个回应呢，就住这个问题呢是有一啲嘅技术性嘅问题，包括呢就即係可能就人手啦，咁同埋呢个电子显示屏呢就同埋个车辆调配嘅问题嘅技术问题嘅。咁呢就即係我喺度呢我觉得呢就运输处呢我备悉返委员发表嘅意见啦，同埋承办商呢都可以呢呼吁承办商，因为政府都好兴啦，叫啲人呢自愿参加自愿参加呢、這个即係呢个路线显示号码嘅路线，咁包括呢一啲紧咗派緊呢啲车辆呢嗰啲呢就先做先，因为嗰啲好容易啊，比较一张 A4 纸已经搞掂啦，咁呢就另外呢就如果是一些可能调动的车辆呢，是不是长远呢可以考虑一下一些电子显示屏呢可以解决到这个长远这个车辆呢那个调配那个问题咯。好结束议程6。